To help you prepare for the Incarnational Design Workshop, we thought it would be helpful to situate it in the broader suite of resources Street Psalms is offering and say a bit about the focus of the workshop. As you know, the Street Psalms Seminary hosts the Incarnational Leadership Program. There are 5 workshops that make up the core track of this program. Each workshop is connected to one of 5 chapters in the book See, Do, Be Free, written by the Street Psalms community. These workshops are designed to help cultivate leaders with ways of seeing, doing, and being that free them to love and serve in the shape of what we call a community in mission. In our first workshop, we featured the practical ecclesiology that Jesus modeled for his disciples and missioned into being. Jesus referred to this gathering as the ecclesia or church, which is a sign of God's love at work in the world. It is an unusual gathering of people that exists for those who are not members of it. We refer to this as a community in mission. In the second workshop, we explored the incarnational hermeneutic, which is the art of interpretation as modeled by Jesus. We practice seeing reality from below through the eyes of the forgiving victim. We applied this to the interpretive task of a community in mission. In the third workshop, we focused on the incarnational method of formation, modeled by Jesus, and its impact on the formational task of a community in mission. Specifically, we considered Jesus' highly relational method of formation, known as induction. In this workshop, we feature the practice of incarnational design and its impact on the creational task of a community in mission. Simply put, incarnational design is the practice of developing models of social innovation that lead to human flourishing as modeled by Jesus. In the Incarnational Design chapter of the See, Do, Be Free book, we describe design phases and principles that help leaders with this type of process. However, we want to be clear, developing the capacity to participate in incarnational design has little to do with talent or skill. It mostly has to do with the desire to discern the move of the Spirit with a community in a given context. The remainder has to do with finding the courage, creativity, and compassion to participate in what God is doing. The difficulty is that this approach requires experience and is not easily taught. Many traditional education programs do not prepare you for this kind of discernment. It is worked out on the ground through trial and error with a community that loves its context, and a community that is more interested in partnering with the Spirit than building its own legacy. Well-crafted strategies and tactics matter, but what matters most is the willingness to do what Walter Burkhardt described as the very essence of contemplation, which is to take a long, loving look at the real. Those who are discerning God at work in the world and finding the courage to participate by tapping into a community's deepest desires. These are the ones who are doing the work of incarnational design, whether they know it or not. Our assumption is that the incarnation models what it means to be fully human and creates communities of human flourishing. As it relates to the work of incarnational design, we want to highlight 2 key elements of human flourishing. First, Jesus models what it means to participate in the ongoing act of creation and invites us to do the same. This implies that humans are not passive towards creation, as though it were an event that happened a long time ago and we were merely its objects. Rather, we are active participants in creation, which is an ongoing and open-ended adventure. God wants full-fledged partners who are co-creators, not paint-by-number robots who are rule followers. We see this when Jesus comes to his disciples after the resurrection and breathes them into existence. He uses these creational words in John 20, verse 21. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Second, Jesus models the spiritual technology of the incarnation, which reveals a God in whom there is no violence, who is in rivalry with nothing, not even death. It is because of this that Jesus can divest himself of the sacrificial technology that rules and runs humanity. He makes a public spectacle of it. He unveils the lie that the only way to create social cohesion is through violence, which results in communities that exist over and against an enemy other. Such communities require a constant supply of scapegoats to sustain them. The spiritual technology of the incarnation offers another way, the way of mercy, not sacrifice. We use the metaphor of the Promethean challenge to clarify the difference between the technologies of mercy and sacrifice. Prometheus, according to the Greek myth, was the Titan who introduced sacrifice to humans. He taught humans how to use sacrifice to trick the gods and gain their favor. The Promethean challenge is a metaphor for how humans use the technology of sacrifice to build social cohesion by means of the scapegoat. Our basic argument is that Jesus undoes sacrificial technology from within. As it turns out, mercy is not only the key that unlocks creation, it is the gift that precedes it. If there is a secret to the animating force of creation, this is it. As we close this audio introduction, listen to the words of Denise Levertov's poem, City Psalm. It functions as something of an anthem for the street psalms community. Levertov beautifully demonstrates the spiritual technology of the incarnation. She sees not behind, but within reality, to what she calls an abode of mercy. This abode is the inner dynamic of creation. The Hebrew word for mercy means womb space. At the heart of creation is the womb of God's creative love, calling forth life from death. This is how we learn to see paradise in the dust of the street and join the party. City Psalm by Denise Levertov. The killings continue. Each second, pain and misfortune extend themselves in the genetic chain. Injustice is done knowingly, and the air bears the dust of decayed hope. Yet breathing those fumes, walking the thronged pavements among crippled lives, jackhammers raging, a parking lot painfully agleam in the May sun. I have seen not behind, but within the dull grief, blown grit, hideous concrete facades, another grief, a gleam as of dew, an abode of mercy. Have heard not behind, but within noise, a humming that drifted into a quiet smile. Nothing was changed. All was revealed otherwise. Not that horror was not. Not that the killings did not continue. Not that I thought there was to be no more despair. But that as if transparent all disclosed in otherness, that was blessed, that was bliss, I saw paradise in the dust of the street.